And the object of your worship is the most crucial thing when it comes to worship. You can do anything you want, but if the object of your worship... Think about the people that sacrificed their children in Bible times. They were sincere in their worship. Think about the people today that will do all sorts of rites and rituals and things. I saw a man in the Philippines that crucified himself around Easter, literally had himself crucified, and they carried him on a cross through the city streets to prove his religion. God doesn't ask us to do that. My friends, ignorance is the blight on the modern day church. We call a lot of stuff worship that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with worship. We like it charged up and bionic and neon and flashy and entertaining. And man, if we don't get excited, then man, we hadn't been fed today. Well, where in the world, where's that at? Where is that at? And what's happening in our churches, let me just ramble a little bit. What's happening in our churches is leaders and pastors and committees are trying to determine the course of a church based on the carnal appetites of the people. And they're saying, well, this is what they want, so we better give it so they'll come. Well, my question is, what are they coming for? And why are you giving them something to draw them back to a place where nothing's getting done anyway? See, I'd rather have you people here on a Sunday morning that want to hear, want to learn, want to grow, want to listen. I'd rather have all of y'all here and just be us than have a stadium full of people that want to be entertained. That felt good. I'm glad I said that today.